This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The group of seven world's largest economies warned in a statement on Sunday that Russia faces massive consequences and severe costs if President Vladimir Putin attacks Ukraine. U.S. intelligence assesses that Russia could be planning a multi-front offensive on Ukraine as early as next year, involving up to 175,000 troops. The Kremlin denies that it plans to invade. At a meeting in the northern English city of Liverpool, the G7 delegates said they were united in their condemnation of Russia's military buildup near Ukraine. They called on Moscow to de-escalate. The statement said Russia, this is a quote, Russia should be in no doubt that further military aggression against Ukraine would have massive consequences and severe costs. In response, the statement continued, we reaffirm our unwavering commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, as well as the right of any sovereign state to determine its own future. The group of seven include the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. South Africa on Sunday paid an official tribute to F.W. de Klerk, the final president of white rule, who freed Nelson Mandela from prison and steered the country from apartheid to democracy. President Cyril Ramaphosa attended one of South Africa's oldest churches in Cape Town on Sunday morning to deliver a eulogy in de Klerk's honor. He died on November 11th, aged 85, following a battle with cancer. 4 days of national mourning were declared in his honor. Critics of de Klerk say he remains inseparable from his actions during the era of apartheid or racial segregation, which was established in South Africa by his political party in 1948. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Residents of the U.S. state of Kentucky, many without power, water, or even a roof over their heads, worked on Sunday to salvage what they could in towns scarred by a string of powerful tornadoes that officials fear killed more than 100 people while obliterating homes, businesses, and anything else in their way. Authorities said they have little hope of finding survivors beneath the rubble, but rescue workers continue to scour fields of debris. Officials believe more than 100 people were killed in Kentucky alone after the tornadoes tore through the U.S. Midwest and South on Friday night. Six workers were killed at an Amazon warehouse in Illinois. A nursing home was struck in Missouri. AP is reporting that a 1942 photo from a tornado-damaged home in Kentucky landed almost 209 kilometers away in the state of Indiana. It was found Saturday morning, stuck to the windshield of a car. The car's owner posted online the photo of a woman and little boy, along with the names written on the back. The owner of the photo was located later that day. The United States on Sunday is approaching 800,000 coronavirus-related deaths. That's the most by any one country, as the nation braces for a potential surge in infections due to more time spent indoors with colder weather and the highly transmissible Omicron variant of the virus. Even with vaccines widely and freely available, the U.S. has lost more lives to the virus this year than in 2020. That's due to the more contagious Delta variant and people refusing to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Since the start of the year, over 450,000 people in the United States have died after contracting COVID-19, 57% of all U.S. deaths from the illness since the pandemic started. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced a huge increase in booster vaccinations against COVID-19, saying Britain faces a tidal wave, in his words, of infections from the Omicron coronavirus variant. In a televised statement on Sunday, Johnson said cases of the highly transmissible variant are doubling every 2 to 3 days. He said everyone aged 18 and older will be offered a third shot of the vaccine by the end of this month. The previous target was the end of January. And Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was compiling a list of officials and businessmen linked to the drug trade before he was assassinated in July. This, according to the New York Times on Sunday, it said he planned to give the names to the U.S. government. Moïse was murdered in a late-night raid on his home by a group of armed men that included former Colombian soldiers. Haitian authorities have arrested 45 people but not yet charged anyone with a crime. Via remote, I'm Marissa Miller.